I'm still in Suffolk, where it's a typical August afternoon, cold and damp, with England losing a test match in Birmingham, and things can't go on like this. I say that, but how can they change? Well, I can make them change by stating categorically that I intend to give up smoking. I've left the I out. Do it again with the I in it. I intend to give up smoking. There. I've put it down. It's legible in firm blue biro. There's no getting away from it because it's plonk in the middle of the page, and to tear it out would be cheating. This diary is going to be about my attempt to give up smoking. It is also going to be my main help in giving up smoking. By the time I've finished it, I will be a free man, able to leave the house without my two packets of cigarettes and my two lighters, able to sit down and read without compulsively checking that I've got these four articles in place on the desk in front of me, or on the little table beside me. I shall never again have to grope for a cigarette while watching television, fly into a panic when I can't put my hand straight on the package. Is that an unintended double entendre, put my hand straight on the package? I have an idea that package has a salacious meaning. Or am I thinking of parcel? Nor worry that I might fall asleep with a cigarette burning on the brink of the ashtray, or while hanging from my lips. There will be no cigarette burns, at least of my making, on my trousers and my shirt fronts. The cuffs of my cardigans will no longer be singed. No, that's not right. I am devoted to my two cardigans, which are identical in every respect, including the location and the extent of the singes, so to put it accurately, there will be no further singes on my two cardigans. In the unlikely event that I ever have a new cardigan, and that I wear it, it will never be singed at the cuffs. At least, not by me. Socially, I will no longer need to check whether smoking is permitted at any unfamiliar restaurant at which I want to book a table. And when smoking is banned in all restaurants, cafes, pubs and bars, as it surely will be, I shall no longer contemplate having to spend my last years in my two clubs solely because smoking is permitted on their premises, if it is permitted. It's entirely possible that, as in Scotland, smoking will be banned even in private clubs. It makes my blood boil even to think of it. Banning smoking in private clubs. In all restaurants, bars and cafes, come to think of it. What a nonsense. What an impertinence. What an infraction of the fundamental liberties of an Englishman, let alone his human rights. Hold on, though. Hold on to this. You are going to give up smoking voluntarily. The bans are irrelevant. It is your choice. I read in one of the papers the other day that they're going to ban smoking in California prisons, including in the cells on death row. As all things Californian, except its weather, eventually spread around the world, there's more than a good chance that smoking will also be banned in prisons near home, the ones in which, if I am sent to prison, I'm likely to be housed. I once spent almost a month in Los Angeles, but apart from a misunderstanding with an attractive Jewish lesbian stand-up comic, whose breasts seemed, from a drunken male heterosexual point of view, more Jewish than lesbian, I don't believe I did anything in California for which I could still be extradited, although you never know. With new sex laws being introduced every day, no doubt all of them to be retroactive, I might conceivably end up in a prison there, perhaps even on death row. On the other hand, as I'm trying to give up smoking, that could be the sort of extreme solution I'm looking for. Hand myself over to the electric chair, and that would be the end of it. On the other hand, given the American system, I could end up on death row with years and years of no-smoking appeals all the way up to the Supreme Court ahead of me, and then be put down without a last cigarette. Surely this would approach the cruel and unusual treatment their constitution forbids. How can anyone decide what is cruel and unusual for someone else? Only I know how unusual it is for me not to have a cigarette, how cruel it is for me to be deprived of one.